Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
The award-winning cafe's entire menu is available for takeaway and delivery. Check out their Facebook page for menu and contact details.
Ed Sheeran is reportedly self-isolating in Byron Bay and is preparing to perform at the state funeral of Mushroom record founder and Aussie music industry titan Michael Gudinski on March 24. The pair had a very close working relationship, having worked together, of course, to promote Sheeran's record-breaking Aussie tour 3 years ago, and Ed himself said that he saw him as a father figure. After the two-week quarantine is over in Byron Bay, Sheeran will head to Melbourne to pay tribute to his music mentor in the state funeral at Rod Laver Arena.
Murray Walker, the iconic voice of Formula One commentating, has died at the age of 97. His broadcasting career spanned more than 50 years, working for the BBC and ITV before he retired from commentating in 2001.
And he won't do it. Senna out of the Spanish Grand Prix. And that has made his world championship chances more than fraught. 55 miles an hour on the apex. Accelerate round the left-hander. It keeps on going. 145 miles an hour. 165 miles an hour. And he moves up into provisional pole position. Oh, Barrichello spins it. Sorry, Martin. Barrichello spins out. It's a bad, bad blow for Rubens Barrichello.
Yeah, there can be only one Murray Walker. What a great commentator he
was. Absolutely high octane there. Now we have a new co-host for Koshy on Channel 7 Sunrise, newsreader Natalie Barr. She's taken over from Sam Armitage, who announced her resignation last week to take time out for herself and her family. Natalie has been the show's newsreader for the past 18 years and has regularly filled in as co-host over that time. The move will see Edwina Bartholomew taking over the reins from newsreading duties full-time.
If you're missing the good old days of the big festival era, then get excited because a festival is coming to town. Spring Loaded will tour Australia later on this year and hits Red Hill Auditorium in Perth on October the 30th. And we're talking UMI, Grinspoon, Regurgitator, Jebediah and Friends of Rom. Tickets go on sale March 24.
And it's Grammy Day today, and in the pre-Grammy show, Blue Ivy, the 9-year-old daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z, has won an award for Best Music Video for Brown Skin Girl. The song appears on Beyonce's visual album, Black is King, and Blue Ivy is now the youngest Grammy winner of all time.
I never trade you for anybody else,
Skin Girl, your skin just like pearls, best thing in the world. I never trade you for anybody else, singing.
She got a Grammy for that?
Best Music Video.
Right.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.